So today is January the 17th, and this is Mimi, and we're here to talk about Bravo and Immuno products. And we're just going to ask for an invocation of light. So just now I asked for the light to fill, surround, and protect us, asking only that which is for the highest good to come forward. And so it is. So, Kurt and Lori, why don't you start with what you want to get out of this? Are there any topics that you want me to address?
Well, that's a very good question. Obviously, we've been successful one time in going into remission in just 5 months with actually a blend of the chemo and then the protocol. But, you know, it's come back, and all she was doing was the protocol. She had weaned off the chemo in total, and there was about a 3 or 4 month period where she was just doing the yogurt and the immuno and you know, UTIP and things of that nature, all that stuff, eDestiny. But I'm not sure how well she was keeping the plate spinning, as you say. You know, I'm not sure how regimented it was. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then here we are back with the tumor again. But this one grew really fast. So I think what we want to learn is, how do you maybe just stay away from chemo forever and be on this program and use the products properly in the right spread, you know, enough space in between each one or whatever the protocol should be. So that we can, you know, keep her in remission forever without having to go to chemo every week, every other week, as per the doctor's orders. This is what he's telling us, is that
right. She
is going to have to go forever. You really will be my patient forever. And Lori, and I imagine thousands of other patients or people that have cancer, cannot stand the thought of having to do that because of the side effects of the chemo. So we love Bravo, and we want it to be the one and only for my health and her health. Of course, hers primarily right now.
Right. Okay, thank you, Kurt. Richard, is there anything specific you want to know about tonight?
No, not specifically. I'm an open mind and want to join in and learn.
Okay. Okay, so in that case, I will take up on this topic. First of all, Lori, are you the primary person taking care of your protocol?
Yes.
Okay. And did you notice any time when you, well, this is a really difficult thing to do, but do you notice shifts in the energy? Like, do you know when it's not working and you know, when to give it a push?
I feel like I know when. There's times when I know Kurt's like, you need to double up on this or that, or you need to take this, more of this. And I'm like, no, I think I'm fine, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there's no, you know, physical proof of it. So he doesn't realize what I'm feeling inside. But I do feel that I have a feeling or an intuitive feeling in my body when I've got enough, or I can wait, you know, to take whatever, you know, whichever product, you know, maybe wean off it and then just take it once a week. Mm-hmm. But I know this isn't what you asked, but I know I did stop the plate from spinning at one point, not for very long, but I thought that I was feeling like I was having maybe some kidney or gallbladder or something. I just felt this dull ache, so I didn't want to overload my organs, so I backed off of just taking some of the products, and I think that's when I stopped the plate from spinning, keeping it in the air. But in general, I feel like my body tells me what I need. But now I'm kind of, now here I am in this situation, and I'm like, well, maybe I just need to keep taking it, no matter if I think I need to back off or not. Maybe just keep taking it. I don't want that plate to stop spinning.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would say that's true. And you can always call me and ask me. This is going on. I'm not sure which way to go. What do you think I should do? And we can just explore it, and I can ask you questions and give you some tips on that.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things that I want to say, hold on a second, there's somebody looking to get in, and there's somebody that is in. The person that just came in, do you want to just say your name and welcome?
Hey, it's Marissa. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Marissa.
Hi, I'm going to put it on mute.
Okay. I'm glad you came. Thank you. Unfortunately, I am just doing some technical stuff here for getting people in. Hi, come on in. Whenever you hear that chime, that's someone new coming in.
Hi, Mimi. Jermaine Nicholas just joined.
Oh, Jermaine. Hi. Thank you, Dr. Nick.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. All right. I am just getting our little ducks in a row here. Like I said, I have to do technical stuff. All right. So the question on the board is, Lori wants to know what to do to come. She was in remission. She spent about 5 months with our products, and something happened. And I'm going to tell you that I think that it has something to do with getting distracted as well, because our minds are very powerful. If you start, for example, we all just went through Christmas, and every year for me, Christmas is a big distraction. It's kind of like hypnotic. This stuff comes out and it goes all around your house, and the lights go on in the front, and the shopping happens, and everybody has to do it, or you don't love your neighbor, you don't love your kids. And it's kind of hypnotic for me if I don't step out of it and do it the way I want to instead of what the culture prescribes. The same thing happens with food. This is a birthday party. We're going to eat birthday cake. What do you mean you're not eating any cake? What's wrong with you? I don't eat cake. And that happens, when that happens, that sends very strong messages to your body that you're not doing you right now. You're doing something else. Does that help you, Lori?
Yes, that makes total sense.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, I would say that, like holidays, because there was a lot of different events happening in that time frame, and travel, not being able to bring certain products with me, like overseas or wherever we were going, and just trying to compensate for certain things to take. So kind of getting off of the routine and then trying to jump back into the routine, and it's not the same. It just kind of got altered.
Right. I know that it is very important. And you'll all notice, even you know, everybody notices that when you come back from breaking your pattern, it comes back in layers. Okay, here's my food, and here's my supplements, and oh yeah, I do this, don't I? And I brush my teeth in this way, don't I? And then I have a routine in my bowels or whatever it is. It takes a little time to get back to that. So you have to consider that you're working with a body that is kind of like a three-year-old. They like their routines and their patterns. So you want to make sure that you stay on track that way in the core management of the body, because the body listens. And one of the examples I use when I describe this to people is when I have a keto meter, which you breathe into, and it tells you whether you're eating fats or sugars. If I tell myself I'm eating medicine when I take my yogurt, it burns it as fat. And when I tell myself, one time I decided, what if this could be a little creamy parfait that I'm eating out of my shot glass with my little spoon? And that night I burned sugar. Even though the food that I have been having for months was always the same and the routine was always the same. So what I told myself in that instant mattered a lot. My body responded to it. So I didn't get afraid of that. I got empowered by that. I said, I know how to respond to my body now. Let me find out where this guy is, because I know he said. I know he set his timer, and I just feel bad that he can't get here. So does that make sense that you can actually work with your body to have what you want? But if you are not conscious that you are driving the body to tell it what you want, it's like an intention. And actually, if we have a clear intention, the rest falls in line. So that's why I like to stay close to people when they're doing this process. And some of the other people that have made it through and stayed on the products did make it through, but didn't feel so good after a couple of years, and we used the suppository to clean out the spine. So that's another thing that you have to think about, which is if you're not using suppositories, whatever you're doing is not getting into the spine. But there is a glial system that drains the spine right down into the colon, right down the spine, right into the colon. And the first time I made myself an immunosuppository and took it, I could feel the immuno, it melted after about 10 or 20 minutes, it melted, and I felt the immuno going up the spine like an elevator. It was just that fast. And it got to the brainstem and popped. And that immuno inside my spine was going to clear out all the viruses. Now, I had known that I had viruses in my spine because I did my whole doctorate thesis on trying to get rid of that experience. I called it from distraction to divine experience. And that virus, I didn't know what the distraction was, but after working on it, I learned that it was a virus. So I got strong enough to deal with the virus. I made myself strong. When I met Bravo and Immuno products, he was doing all the work for me. I had learned how to do it myself. But with my own intention, these products just made it so much faster. So much faster. So one of the things we want to talk about is using suppositories, how to use suppositories. I'm the only person in the world that has made broad immunosuppositories, and I will go to the manufacturer now that he is my ally and ask him if I can do it formally, which means supply it to the industry. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, one of the sets of people that love the suppositories are the high profile, driven money guys that want to ensure that they have the top skills in all of their processes. Some of them are doctors, some of them are billionaires, some of them are people that teach others how to be at their best performance, dentists. They do tend to cluster around money. Hi, come on in.
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. I finally got you. Thanks. So the Bravo suppository is able to pop your confusion open. So if you're looking a little foggy, within 10 minutes, you can just pop that open and get clear. And it's spinal related. So that's why they like it, and they like the hit to be strong. When I very first used the suppository, it was very strong, and in me, it created a tremendous aluminum detox. Not tremendous. I whined. I wasn't terribly uncomfortable, but I did whine while this big train of aluminum was coming out of my brainstem and going down the spine and then going out through this glial port, which is like a porous part of the colon, and then out the colon. It took me about 2.5 days for it to complete, and I felt like I was sitting at a train stop waiting for the train to go by without having much function in my recall. I could recognize, but I couldn't recall. So my recall is my meter. If I'm having trouble recalling, then I go take a suppository and clean it up. Or should. I don't always either. How do we take the suppository? Well, we keep it in the fridge to keep the cocoa butter solid. It's made out of cocoa butter and immuno and a little bit of shea butter. I don't think it's going to be bothered by freezing, but I don't recommend freezing because that's going to be an intense, it's like putting an ice cube in your colon. I just don't think that's a good idea. That's going to make you crampy and uncomfortable. So just refrigerator is fine. I use a latex glove to insert it, and I usually wait until after a routine evacuation of the bowels. So given that, there have been many, many different forms of the suppositories. I can make them any potency. 1 tablespoon, 2 tablespoons. I mean, 1 drop means equal to 1 drop off of the little syringe. And then I also might put a drop of Immuno and some yogurt powder in the same suppository. Autistic kids are a real good example of what happens when you use this product, because they have so much inflammation in their brain that they are blind. They are absolutely blind. That's why they bounce off the walls. They do not see the walls. They do not see that they're in a room. They are blind. And they're hyper. When they use a suppository, the inflammation comes down and they recognize that they are in a room, that there are tables in the room, that there are children sitting at the table that look a lot the same size as him. And he went to the table and he sat down, and the teacher's jaws just dropped. He asked for work. Now, he hasn't talked. He said, this is preschool. This child didn't talk, but he asked for his work. And when mommy came to get him, he talked to her too. And she said that the first thing that he said to her was, bad mommy. I don't know what she was doing to him, but I bet you she was trying everything in the book to get him back. So a second couple came in and said, we want our child to have regular bowel movements. He will go a week and we have to do all these things to get him to work. And I said, well, first of all, his digestion isn't working. And what I tell people to do when their digestive system isn't working, and Lori, this is something you could easily do for yourself, or anybody could. You take some Immuno cream about the size of a piece of rice, and you put it on the upper lip, where your mustache is, just right in that mustache area. And then you keep going down to the bottom part of your jaw, right underneath it, and complete that circle with another piece of Immuno cream the size of rice. But then when you rub it in, make sure to rub it in all the way up to the teeth roots. Now, put your finger under your nose, nostril, and you will feel a little dip in there. But you will also notice that underneath it are teeth roots. And what's happening right there is your teeth roots are exposed in between the tooth and the bone. Just a little bit. And the Immuno can penetrate into that. When the Immuno penetrates into that, it starts cleaning the root. Now, for me, it took my teeth, which were a little bit yellow or a little bit gray or something, and it whitened them in 3 days. They were. I looked in the mirror and I said, oh my God, that's not me.
Oh. Wow.
And then I could feel it creeping up that root through my cheekbones, like inside my bone. I don't know where it was, but it crept back to the cranial nerves, all the way back to the bone stem. And I said to myself, okay, oh, this is what tipped me off. I suddenly relaxed like I'd never been relaxed before. I suddenly didn't worry about anything and didn't have that itch on my shoulders that I had something that was not right. But I was calm. And in that divine experience, that's what my dissertation was about. And what I realized is that I got out of the state of fight or flight, that this cream going up the nerve to my teeth went into my brainstem and turned off the signal that I was in fight or flight. And then I realized, okay, what happens when you do fight or flight? It goes, the adrenaline pumps, the teeth bare, they growl at the opponent. You look big, your teeth growl, you get ready to run, you get ready to fight. And I tell everybody, the way that I got into fight or flight is I was born in New Jersey. You know, gangsters and people and people pushing you online to hurry up and give you their money. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the country. There's a lot of things that happen in New Jersey that just don't happen anywhere else. The cabbies, you know, they push your, it's, you don't walk across the street fast enough. They push your knees with their bumper. All right. So out of fight or flight, my kidneys calmed down. But while putting it around the mouth, all the digestion meridians got activated. And all of a sudden, my tummy started to rumble and gurgle and bubble and all those things that digestion does. But it wasn't before, and then it did. And I said, oh. Now, when I went to energy healing and someone did an energy healing on me, they worked me hard, and my tummy rumbled and gurgled because I was digesting emotions. So I put the two together. And I realized that when I eat my food, I digest my food, and then I digest my emotions. And then if I eat again before I've digested my emotions, it's to stop them. So some people eat too much to stop processing their emotions because it shuts it right off. So if I just, you know, load my shake up and drink it all morning, then I feel good, but I don't get the emotional balance. So fight or flight, all the cranial nerves, you have to kind of tell, oh, all this led back to my digestion. Because my digestion was off. And the question was, what happened to my digestion? And then I realized that digestion does not turn on when you're in fight or flight. And if you're in fight or flight constantly, you are not going to have any digestion. And there I am. That's me. In New Jersey, in a mess. A chocolate mess. This is me as a kid, you know? And not able to cope, and nobody was there to help me that had any bearing on what I needed. I was really sensitive, and I'd get, you know, hurt and stuff. And I'd pull back, and that's polarity. I'd pull back from life. So I had to shake all that out, take off that big shield I had around myself, and engage my life, engage my family. And then my body started to work. I could receive love. I could dispel waste. I could receive air and energy. I could dispel toxins. I could tell the difference between whether I was walking into a toxic environment or not. And everything changed. And I got healthy. And the conditions in my body improved. Every once in a while, I see it in my computer. I don't want to process everything, and it just gets loaded and heavy and slow, and I have to take all my email trash off. And it's all processing. In a way, attention to processing is like a currency. We do have to pay attention to it. And if we aren't paying attention to it, we go into debt. And then the process starts to not work. Anybody have any questions about using immuno to turn on the digestion, using the immuno to clean the spine, using the immuno on the teeth roots to come out of fight or flight. And then go to the place where you're having a problem and rehook it up to the processing between your body and the chemistry of moving the issues into process. So when I'm looking at someone who has an issue, there's a place where they disconnect the issue from the drain. I'm going to call it a drain. It's more like a little, what would I call it? Like a water wheel or something like that's going to chew it up, like a little garbage disposal. So those processes get completed. And here, I'm going to take it even to a bigger thing. Is this interesting or do you want me to move on?
It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wrote a book when my kids were in high school, so that was a while ago. In the 2000s. It was called Choice Point, and it taught you how the diaphragm absorbs an issue and separates it. You know, you guys can ask me questions on text, too. I can watch that.
If you are in a situation.
Oh, boy. I get off you call the number again and come back in. Okay. There's a place where you get to choose how you're going to handle something. It's very subtle. You're either going to choose to, like my closing down from my family and just withdrawing, that's choice. And it's a negative choice. It's got a lot of negative energy in it. Withdrawing from life. If I were to take that all the way to the extreme, it would be the bums in the Bowery that have withdrawn from life so strongly that they have a piece of sidewalk as their claim. Hello. Hi. I forgot that my headset will cut out after a certain amount of time. I don't know why. I have to get a new one. The people that were severely handicapped by druggies in the park and people sleeping on the ground, they disconnected themselves from life. That choice is a negative reaction. They are choosing negative, dark energy, and they're spiraling down. If you took out the magnetics of that choice and put it into a positive spin and chose life, joy, love, peace, anything that spiraled up, you would go on that upward spiral and have great success. So if you can get yourself sensitive to what kind of choices you're making, those choices are magnetic and they go into your field and they accumulate. So to take them out, it's easy. You put them in. The only way to get them out is to choose them out. So I choose to put this withdrawal and any tangible results that still are in my body, any cellular memory or anything like that, I just ask it to be taken out. I take it out. I put it on the ground. I walk away from it. I let it absorb into the ground. It's handled. I don't have to do anything else with it. Another way to do it is to put it in the light and let the light take care of it. It's handled. The part that you're responsible for are the cell proteins wrapping around it and holding it in. So if you take your fingers and shake them out and get that thing out of there, it's gone. So that's where your choice is. Are you going to hold on to it or are you going to let it go? So when you put Immuno into that environment where those cell proteins are holding on, it will cleanse them and repair the damage that the magnetics have created and turn the power back up on the cell. You can't change your conscious decision, but it can bring the lights back up and let you see it. And then you can let go of it. It's like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. Oh, and that's what happened to me when I started taking Bravo yogurt. I would be walking down the street saying, oh, that's a new behavior. Oh, look at that. I can, you know, do all this work and I didn't crash and I didn't go into, you know, despair and all this stuff. And I just kept getting better and better. And then I started seeing myself allowing the energy to move through me differently. So when I found Bravo, it was like all the things that I had worked on for the last 40 years happening by themselves inside me with these organisms that were holding my hand, literally my little cell protein. And I let it in, and I loved it, like a puppy licking my face. I just let it be part of me. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, making choices, lifting yourself with your choices, what I do is I tell people to look forward through their altercation, whether they're bound or anything, and just see the beauty of your life and who you are and move towards it. And eventually the trees that you're caught and lost in will start to thin out and you'll see it better and you'll move towards it better and then you'll eventually engage in it. And at that point, your digestion's working, your fire is working, your body is working, your joy is working, and everything's working. And these products do all that when they work together, the yogurt and the Immuno together. The yogurt puts a little coating on the gut, and it's the same coating that we get from breastfeeding. The yogurt is breast milk. Dr. Ruggiero spent the 80s in the national, Health Institute, I imagine. I'll look it up. Working on a cure for AIDS in this country, in Washington. And so he's a functional doctor, so he started looking at the function of the immune system. Where did it come from? How is it there? What is it? And he found that there was a coating of organisms on the gut wall that connected to the nerves of the body and right into the body manager of, hey, we need, you know, how do we digest our food? How do we run our blood? All that comes from the body manager, and we don't speak that language. But the body's interface with the food does. It's the gut lining. And if you notice, the gut lining is doing many things. It's like the whole big drama, the you know, the drama masks with the smiles and the frowns. It's got bad feelings, good feelings, shock, terror, ecstatic. It's all the same to the body. It's all just something it's reading, but it's all got to be digested, and it's more the line of how far away it is from center. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about all those things gut does, but it does them all. That's my point. So when the yogurt comes into the play, it actually gives the other side of the food to the body. It's like it can read what it needs, and it makes a factory, and it makes it. And it takes the food that you eat, and it puts it into the factory, and it makes it. And it calms the gut. If you don't have anything on your gut because you've taken antibiotics, you're not going to be able to feel that it's gone. But everything will get a little darker. And not all of the viruses leave, because we tend to get up too early and go back to work too soon. And the immune system stops working. Immuno and Bravo insist that the viruses keep releasing. As a matter of fact, it goes around and it starts to release the viruses. So when I first took it at about 6 months, I would sit down after my post office run, and I would feel this little fever in my right inner shoulder by my lung, or in my spleen, or in my thyroid, or, you know, it was killing pockets of old viruses. And then it would be gone in 20 minutes, and it wouldn't come back, and it would be somewhere else the next day. And it did that for about 6 weeks, and then it never did that again. It was done. So I just love watching the products, but I'm a sensitive, and I can feel them. I can feel those shifts. So that is how I have come to learn about what the body is doing and can do. Anybody have any formal questions? Like, do you want to talk about how to make the yogurt, how to know what to do with targeted immuno? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to, if I can interject, on the GC mask, the yogurt and the GC mask component, and how the the solution relates to the GC mask, you know, all together. I've read a lot about that, so. I know we've been talking about immunosuppositories and things of that nature and cream, but
yes.
I think it helped to understand the yogurt a bit better, too.
Right. Okay. The yogurt is doing what I just explained. The immuno is doing what I explained, too, which is penetrating into the body and moving the water inside the body. But when the two of them work together, like let's say you're going to target cancer in the breast, you're going to use the immuno on the breast itself as a targeted therapy. And this can be anywhere in the body, prostate or thyroid or pituitary or pineal. You can you can choose what you need to balance and put immuno on it. And what immuno does is it has three ingredients, and they're all molecularly bound. So there's phosphatidylcholine, there's a vegan chondroitin sulfate, and there is vitamin D3, and they are all part of the same molecule. So they go everywhere together. They can do everything everywhere they are. They are
sent through filters that are nano-sized filters, so that only the tiniest particles are making it into the product. I said to the maker, what are you doing with the stuff that's too big? He goes, oh, no, no, I only use the best for everything. I said, okay. I was thinking maybe I would buy it and put it in soap or something, but he wouldn't let me. He wants me to use only the top stuff. So when you use Immuno, the soap is the phosphatidylcholine, because oil and gunk make soap in every other situation, and it cleans the cells, and it cleans the environment. So let's say you have a raging case of candida, and it chokes the cells, and they can't breathe, and they can't think, and they're numb, and they're off the grid. And they've got trauma, and the trauma's stuck there, and they can't process it, and they can't move forward, they can't move backwards, they are stuck. And the cancer is close to come if there's a fungal situation, and you know it's fungus because you're craving sugar. First of all, what I tell people is to go to the drugstore and to get some athlete's foot cream and put it all over your arms and legs and start working that process on the body to remove the fungus, because it takes only a few days before the cravings go away and the fungus starts to come down. But you have to keep after it. And I, you know, wear flip-flops in my own shower, for example, just to stay away from fungus. Because I get it every time I travel. Which is another thing that has to happen to clean out when I get back. So that might very well have been what happened to you, Lori.
Yeah, that's
the travel. Just exposure at travel.
Yes, I feel like that's resonating with me.
Yeah. So go to the supermarket and get yourself some athlete's foot cream and start working those funguses, and check the website Fungus Cancer. The Italian doctor is also a functional doctor, and he says to take bisodium carbonate, which is baking soda, and you can do that, and it will work to reduce the fungus, but just don't make sure it doesn't have aluminum in it. There's aluminum-free baking soda. So that's a whole other strategy. You know, if you want to go after the fungus, that's a strategy. I don't find it particularly long-term at all. It's very targeted. But if you have an area that has cancer, you can also use that. Another place to go to research is on my site. If you can find it, my site is acting up. Flax seed oil. I make a fresh flax seed oil with a mill that I have at my house, a grinder. And in the 30s, Johanna Ludwig got a Nobel Prize for her cancer research with two things, with fresh flax oil and a cultured cottage cheese together. And I said, oh, we have a cultured thing just for this. And so all I need to do is make the flax oil, which I do all the time to make fresh oil, because it's just so much better. So her whole book is on my site under the flax seeds listing if you want to learn her ideas. So after the fungus is down, you have to take apart the environment of the disease, because it's stopping you from hearing it, so you have to get it back online. The Immuno will do that. Immuno goes through the environment and cleans it out and gets the attention of the cell and puts it back online with the baby, with the body's computer. It's called angiogenesis. And if you type in angiogenesis in my site, it will probably bring up some related articles. There's a wonderful YouTube about angiogenesis, and basically what it says is when the body can't talk to itself, it can't work the immune system. So this is to answer your question. How does immuno help the immune system? Now, I'm not going technical from the doctor's articles. I will do that, but not tonight. Basically, angiogenetic is, you can do it with melatonin. You can do it with fenbendazole, which is a dog dewormer. There's a guy who has a site who's got tens of thousands of people that have no more cancer because they take a low dose of fenbendazole, and that's probably on my site too. If it's not, call me. So what this does is it takes those cells that are being hypnotized by the cancer and it moves them into a state of clarity. And then they can start to heal. They cannot start to heal if they've got fungusy serum all over it that says, you will eat birthday cake now. And the thing is that it goes into the person's hormone communication network, and it sounds just like us. And we said, well, if I said I could, then I can. But you can't. And Lori, this is the same thing that we talked about before, which is you have to know when you can and when you can't. And you have to be clear. And so that's the time to look at Kurt's response and say, should I stay on this? Should I not stay on this? Or you call me, or you go, you know, I think that the people that really did well have a partner that's strong as nails and that's going to stay on them and get them through it. The other thing that I have to do is shake people to the point where they come out of the withdrawal into the fear. And they're going to say, I'm scared. You don't like this? I'm like, fear is better than not being on the planet if that's what you want. Because fear is that withdrawal that I talked about from my childhood. It's not a positive pattern. It's a negative pattern. You've got to move out into the love. So, immuno goes into the cell, unites it with the love, cuts through all the, moves through the brain of a cell, which is the cell wall, according to Bruce Lipton in Biology of Belief, and ignites the mitochondria with the vitamin D. So in one smooth move, this stuff just wakes up the cells and the factory goes on and lights go on and the machines start to work. And you're like, oh, well, we might as well just get to work then. And you do. That's immuno. It just turns you on. And you don't need a lot. There's a long tail of action. I muscle tested it with someone once, and it came up 7 weeks. It's just got it's like a wedge. It starts up high, and then it diminishes all the way to 7 weeks. So if you take 2 doses a week, and you're starting a new base, it's building. It's actually going up every time you take it. You're increasing because you've got a little base that you're riding on, even though you're taking the same dose. So that's appropriate because if you take smaller doses and then it incrementally gets bigger,
you're ready for it because it's done the hard work. If you are tired, it's because your body's working too hard. You may be taking it in too many places. I find that the nebulizer and the systemic approach is really pretty easy, but it's easy also to stop taking it. And then all right, here's what happens. It has a meniscus, which is like a water balloon, and it keeps it clean. And I remember the first time I started putting drops on one area, I was like, wow. We didn't have cream in those days, so I had to take it out of the vial. It kept my body clean, about the size of an apple. And I didn't know a body could be so pristine. It was gorgeous. It was just gorgeous. And it was completely smooth and effortless, everything you could imagine function. Until I stopped taking it, like one day, 2 days, 3 days, I was fine. The fourth day, it was wobbly. The fifth day, it broke, and all the crap from the bloodstream came in and made it regular, like body average. So you, Immuno gives me you the chance to make your body above average. Now, with that, you just want to dip yourself in it. But you can, because, well, if you want to read into it, there's a book by Gerald Pollack called The Fourth Phase of Water. And he talks about the magnetism in water and how it works and how the top of the glass of water is different from the bottom of the glass of water. And he spent his whole life studying water and magnetics and how it actually made like vessels, like arteries that could push things through the water. Who knew? But this is what's happening in your body. The Immuno actually starts making a chain in the water that's protected, that it can move the waste out. That's why you get better so quick. Because it's actually, it's like an ambulance is to traffic. It's just going to get right through. So the Immuno exits, it connects, it does the angiogenesis where it's cutting right through. And then the Bravo the whole time is on the other side, waking up the immune system to it, supporting the immune system, and keeping you strong and supported emotionally, physically, and is nurturing you. So in healing, in oriental healing, where I come from, even in just plain basic shiatsu class, they said there's a mother hand and a sun hand, S-U-N, the active hand and the nurturing hand. And if you're nurturing, you can take far more action of healing than if you don't have that nurturing. Bravo does a whole lot more, but it also does the nurturing that's necessary. And it gives you all of those elements so that you can complete the delicate fibers that you need to live. Like if you were an infant and you were taken off of formula and put on, I mean, breast milk and put on formula, your body would say, hey, I can't live on this. I can't do the kind of thing I need in my body on this food. So that is what Bravo is. It does so much. They all do so much. But these are my experiences. To get to the research on Immuno, I have a site. It's on the navigation bar of Healthy Energetics. It's called Immuno the Solution. And it's a very dumb kind of brochure site that was built for me by one of the guys that helped somebody stay alive. And at, in the about, you'll find a section about the author, and in that page are his articles. There's another way to get to my articles, which is by looking for my boot camps. And they are on simplymimi.net. Now, I looked the other day, and I only saw the Bravo boot camp. So I will put all of the boot camps on Healthy Energetics, so you can look at the research. It's just a name for everything completely as good as I can get it. I call it a boot camp.
So,
all right,
Mimi,
what?
Real quick, you also promote how powerful the eDestiny is, you know, in combination with the Immuno and the Bravo yogurt. And
what's the difference?
Can you just comment about that a little bit? I mean,
sure.
I mean, I know it's fermented hemp. And
eDestin is in the hemp. It's a protein, and it also happens to be a protein that's very active and vital to the gut. But it's not the same as the lining of the gut, like the Bravo. The eDestiny is the protein that is in the outer edge of the gut, like the other side of the intestines that protects it at the bloodstream. So if you've ever seen a chart of the gut, it's only one cell wide and it's got clamps on it. And when clamps break, that's called leaky gut. But then the bacteria comes in and it breaks through the other side. And so if you have a trauma and it's in your gut, and God knows we do, that's why we have to go for colonoscopy, so you can check and see how much trauma is in your gut. The back wall, keeping that solid, is a good idea. The eDestiny also has all of the Bravo array there's a royal strain of probiotics in Bravo that is the same and repeated in eDestiny, so that people that didn't want to touch dairy could have a way to get these products. The difference between eDestiny and Bravo is that Bravo will activate the iron in the blood the way breast milk would. And that's necessary to get that function of the breast milk into the gut. But the hemp protein and the array of probiotics are also very important. Let me tell you a little bit about the array of probiotics. And Jeff, this goes back to the questions we were talking about today. Can I put some of the yogurt into other yogurt and make more yogurt? The answer is no. First, the formula is built so that it spontaneously makes the GC mass in the gut. I think that if there was actual GC mass in the product, we probably wouldn't be able to have it, because the FDA said, this stuff is GC mass. GC mass is bad. We want to take it away. He goes, oh, no, there's no GC mass in it. It's just yogurt powder that helps the gut. But what he did was he did 325 experiments until he could make this product cling to the gut, make the microbiome, do everything that a microbiome does, and then it spontaneously creates GC mass. Well, it does that because back where the GC mass comes out,
is somewhere in the middle of the vitamin D channel, and there are hundreds of ports for all these molecules that come out of the vitamin D channel. It's port number 420 for you, for anybody that cares, but the port gets glued shut by the viruses because they live in a biofilm nest, which is all slimy, like jelly. So there are ways to get rid of those jelly nests, and I have done all that, and it was really hard. And I didn't have sugar for years and years, nothing sweet at all, mostly because I couldn't, because I would just lose it. But one day I was able to just move a mass of jelly nest out of the back of my head, and it kind of went down through the back of my throat, and I could taste it was sweet. I said, what? How could it possibly be sweet? I have had nothing sweet for years. And the answer is those creatures that lived in that nest were able to survive on their own resources for all of that time. But I finally won. So, the Bravo yogurt has an array of probiotics that spontaneously creates GCMAF in the gut tissue instead of the GCMAF coming out of the vitamin D channel port. That way it turns on the immune system. The viruses actually don't really want the immune system turned on. They kind of like the idea of not having the immune system turned on. They don't get their butts kicked. So when it comes to the eDestiny, it's favoring building the other side of the gut, but still has the array of probiotics. Not so much the beautiful nest, that the microbiome. I don't know how well it does on the microbiome. I tried it when I was transferring to vegan, and I just was too upset about the whole transition. So now I'm going to go back and do it after being a vegan for a year. So I will let you know. Does that answer your question about eDestiny?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Now, about making new doses of Bravo yogurt, absolutely you can. And I have articles on the site. Just type in the word affordable, and it will show you all my tricks about how to make Bravo affordable. And then on a different search, look for second generation. The short answer is, you can make a second generation, but only from the first generation. So you need about a quarter to a third of a cup of yogurt, 2 cups of milk or more, and so a teaspoon of colostrum for food. If you want to make a whole liter, it's a tablespoon. And that has lost only about 5% of its effectiveness to do that. That's great for putting it on your skin. And by the way, putting it on your skin is wonderful because it makes your skin feel like a baby. It's like all that fat goes in and keeps the hydration and does all the anti-aging you could ever imagine. I'm like, why did I forget to do that? That's my biggest problem. I'm like, why am I not doing this all the time?
You have to have a chart.
You gotta have a lot of discipline and a lot of time.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful because it really does make a difference. It's like if the bear forgets to eat all those berries before it goes into hibernation. Yeah, doesn't work good. But in hibernation, it's the microbiome and the B vitamins that keep that actually make energy for the bear to get all the way through. It's not just the food that it has immediately in its gut. It's very cool. So look, also do a search on related articles. Oh, I call it semi-related articles. And don't do it now because I have to make sure they're there. But they are, you know, they're in a different part of my computer because I only give them to people that that I talk to and I trust that they'll understand and about, you know, this kind of stuff. And so there you'll find the angiogenesis. You'll see the blog on the dewormer, which is an angiogenetic. It's not real. The guy says, I don't have any more cancer, and I'm very sure I don't have worms. I take a small amount of it every day, and it doesn't bother me. I took a lot of it. I took the, you know, that's a whole other, it's a fascinating topic, but it's a big one. So we'll save it for another time. Questions?
No, we're good. We're good, Mimi.
Okay. I am here. If you have any more questions that you wake up with or whatever, just text me or email me and I will respond. And the way you can help me is to refer, because that's the all I have. I don't advertise. And
absolutely.
It works. It works because people get well and then their families come and all that stuff. See?
Yes.
Yep.
It's true.
Yes. So I'll leave this with a little bit of news regarding that person named Cody we told you about, who was diagnosed with a tumor in his lungs just 3 months ago. He had pneumonia, which is why I went to the hospital, but then they discovered the tumor, which made it very difficult to get rid of the pneumonia. And then it went into his bones, and he was in a lot of pain. They were giving him medications, and we tried to get him do the yogurt and the immuno and all that, and I don't know. He just didn't really get real aggressive with it. We weren't able to have a good conversation with him about it. Lori and I were going to go see him over the holiday, and he wasn't responding to an appointment or anything to sit down with him. And he passed away 2 nights ago at 32 years old. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kurt.
So, yeah, we were trying. We were trying, and it sounds like it was far along anyway.
Yeah.
But that's
right,
what we're trying to prevent.
Let's just take a breath right now and realign with ourselves and realign with joy and peace and love and health and beauty and rhythm and nature. And keep breathing it in. And I want you to breathe it all the way into the top of your lungs, because your lungs are a scanner. All the way up to the top, all the way out. Nice big yoga breathing. And I just want to take the time to thank you for coming. I really appreciate you guys being here. And I am willing to show up every Tuesday night, and you guys can come and talk amongst yourselves and get more information and just ask questions and compare what's happening to you and be a support team. And I will be there.
Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you, Mimi.
You're welcome. All right, so I will post the recording on Healthy Energetics in the blog. Just go to the search bar and put today's date in,
and you'll have access to the link.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you, Mimi.
Well, thank you for coming.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mimi.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.